open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
Thanks very much for joining us here on Broadview. My name's J.P. Travis, and I'm filling in for Jay Davis till she gets here today. Normally, I'm Jay's co-host. You've probably heard my name before. But today, she's a little late, so she's asked me to fill in till she gets here. And boy, are we talking about some fun. You get the thrill of listening to me. We have a whole list of hot topics to discuss today. Some entertainment for you. Some comedy later on. And as usual, we welcome anybody listening to participate in the discussion. You can email us at broadview1@live.com, and you can call us on the show at 775-823-1920. That's 775-823-1920. Be nice if you call me. My 92-year-old parents listen to me every day back in Michigan, and my mom can get pretty fierce if somebody's attacking me, so be nice. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the owner and content provider for jpattitude.com. a conservative libertarian website that addresses political issues. I'm also a father, a grandfather, a husband, a sailor stranded in the desert, and general all-round political junkie. And they let me talk on the radio, the silly fools. If you visit jpattitude.com and navigate to the page broadview.php, you can follow along with the top 10 stories of the week and visit the sources for those stories. Number one story, let's get right into them. First story of the week, the stock market plunged again. The economy seems to be getting worse and worse. Unemployment this week, they had another horrible number, over 400,000 people applying for unemployment. The stock market went down over 400 points on Thursday, recovered a little bit on Friday, but was down for the fourth week in a row, I think it was. Meanwhile, our president is on vacation in Martha's Vineyard. I don't know how many times the guy's been on vacation. They keep saying he doesn't do it any more than Bush, but a lot of the vacations they count for Bush were when he went to his ranch in Texas. He was just working like normal. It wasn't really a vacation of any kind, so I'm not sure it's fair to compare the two in that manner. It just seems to me that Obama's either on the golf course or riding around in that black bus built in Canada or playing golf somewhere. It's just driving me crazy. The economy's in the tank, and the man's in Martha's Vineyard this week. He says he has a new plan to solve the unemployment problem, but he's not going to announce it to us until September. The bus we're talking about is the big black bus. Sean, did you see the big black bus?
I did. I thought it was like a rock star.
It was like Darth Vader riding around in the countryside, and the black caucus from Congress was upset because he didn't stop anywhere that was involved any black people. He's off in the boondocks somewhere. And they're saying, like, well, what about us? We're the ones with the massive unemployment in the cities. And black teenagers, I guess it's like 50% unemployment in some cities. Why isn't he talking to them? I have no idea.
Oh, he'll get to it later when he tries to get reelected.
And speaking of that, the Obama administration announced that they will not be deporting illegals anymore unless they're criminals. They're just going to stop sending them out of the country if they catch them. And that just so coincidentally happened right after the Hispanic caucus told him that his numbers were down among the Hispanic community. So this is his way of getting back the Hispanic vote that he's afraid he's going to lose. So the man's already in full-blown reelection mode. And I don't mean to talk entirely about Obama today, but boy, it just seems like we have an absentee president.
Yeah, like you mentioned a few minutes ago, too, like people did say Bush was on vacation a lot. But again, like you said, he was working on vacation a lot at his Texas ranch. So, right. You know, and you saw that all the time. He'd always make announcements and stuff from Texas. And here, Obama, you'd never see him hardly unless he's at the White House, which is even more rare than Bush than was.
And it's not just Barack. I mean, Michelle flies off to, where was she? In Africa, flying all over Africa with the kids and grandma and...
Right.
An entourage, which is, you know, the size of a rock star's, like you said. Obama administration has had a couple losses lately. One appeals court said that the mandate for Obamacare is illegal. And then this week, they announced that the visitor logs for the White House, which our transparent president has been hiding from everybody, are susceptible to FOIA, which means they have to release them. I mean, he doesn't seem to understand, or the White House administrative staff don't seem to understand that they work for the American people. And if the American people want to know who's visiting the White House, we are allowed to know. And so the judge that was appointed by Obama himself ruled this week that they have to release the visitor log. So we're going to find out in the next couple of weeks how often George Soros is visiting the White House, because right now those visits are kept secret from us. That ought to be interesting.
Yeah, no doubt.
But as far as Obama's reelection campaign, he's been endorsed by somebody important. This past week, Castro's daughter endorsed Obama for a second term. Now, you know you've got the right kind of agenda for your communist friends when Castro's daughter is endorsing you for reelection. Okay, I'm going to get off Obama now. What do you say?
It's up to you. You're in control right now.
Story number 7 on my list. Tim Pawlenty has dropped out of the presidential race. After one straw poll in Iowa, he's gone. He spent like, what, a year and a half, 2 years plotting his presidential campaign and getting together with his advisors and deciding what to do. And one little straw poll in Iowa, and Pawlenty's out. I just can't believe that.
I guess he figured that, you know, that's pretty much indication of who will be one of the nominees just based on that, which, you know, that hasn't always proven to be true either. So,
you know, the Iowa straw poll that we just had, that's not even the primary for Iowa. This is just like an informal little thing they do before the primary, which happens when? In January, I think. So this didn't mean anything. And Pawlenty was so discouraged by the results, he's out. And I think it boils down to these guys, to money. When they don't get the money, they just kind of quit.
And what kind of straws are they using? Cocktail straws?
I don't know what kind of straws.
Soda straws, you know? Like, what is it?
Anyways, Pawlenty got the short one. That's all I know.
Apparently so.
And I talked earlier about the economy. You know the economy's bad when Burger King is in the unemployment line. Did you hear about that?
The king?
They fired the king.
Yeah, the goofy face.
Maybe the creepiest mascot that ever existed.
Even worse than Ronald McDonald himself, yes.
You know, they actually did a survey to find out how people were accepting him as a mascot, and a lot of people said that, like, there was that commercial where he woke up in bed next to the guy, mm-hmm. The guy wakes up and the king is laying next to him.
Yes.
And the people all said they were creeped out by that, and I can see why. I mean, do we really need a survey to tell us that the Burger King guy was creepy? How about the time he was in the field tipping over a cow or whatever the heck it was, or he was chasing kids who were tipping over a cow? But it was like one of those evil clowns you see in horror movies. And they were trying to sell food to kids with that guy.
Well, because their target demo at the time when they had him was young adolescent boys, teenage boys. And that group of people right there have less disposable income than they did prior, with the recession and everything too has also hit them. So they lost a lot of their core demographic, if you will, based on the lack of money that they had. So that's what the king was all about, was attracting those boys, those young men rather, to Burger King, and now that hasn't worked, so they're going to go another way now.
So what I'm getting from what you just said, John, is that there was a demographic that liked the creepy king.
Yes.
Are you claiming that there was actually somebody who was drawn into Burger King by that guy?
Well, that's apparently what they're saying. That's what they're saying. I'm not saying that. That's what they're saying.
Well, I think they decided that demographic no longer exists.
No, and they want to go after the families that...
They want to go after mothers, yeah. They said they're going to...
It's like McDonald's and the others, yes.
Accentuate the healthiness of their food by putting guacamole on something.
Yeah, I'll pass on that, thanks.
Guacamole on a burger. I guess they do that in California.
I only like it with my tacos, but that's another story.
I don't know what you think about the global warming issue, but it's getting to be more and more of a joke with the scientists who promoted this insane theory getting more and more defensive and coming up with weirder and weirder ideas. And this week, NASA came out with a study, and I don't know if you can really call it a study, but they kind of announced that one of the scenarios they see for alien contact with human beings is that maybe the aliens will come here to destroy us because we're emitting too much carbon into the atmosphere. Can you believe that? No, you know, when Obama shut down the space program, or the manned space program, and closed down the shuttle, and everybody was complaining that what he'd done to the space program was an embarrassment and it was the end of a great program, I was not so sure that I'm going to miss NASA, because NASA has, I know there's a lot of thousands of great scientists down in Houston, but there's another segment of NASA that's become an embarrassment, and it's these kind of people that come out with a study like this to say that aliens might come here to destroy us because of global warming. They're more of a propaganda program than they are a science program at this point. And I would just as soon see the space exploration efforts taken over by private enterprise, because I think we'll keep these nutcases out of that. Nobody's going to pay a nutcase in the private industry because they're trying to make a profit. So whoever these people are who think aliens are coming to destroy us for global warming, I'm not worried about them.
Well, that makes two of us.
Now, a little worried about Gerard Depardieu, who peed on an airplane this past week.
Did he really? He didn't make it to the bathroom in time?
There was some kind of delay, and they were about to take off, and he asked the stewardess if he could go to the bathroom, and she said, no, we're taking off. It'll be 10 minutes before you can go to the bathroom. And he said, I can't wait. So apparently, he whipped it out and did it in the aisle.
Wow. Well, he hasn't been around for a while, so he had to make a name for himself again.
I just wanted to, you know, I didn't want to seem like I was picking on the Burger King, because here's something even creepier than the Burger King.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, is that it? Are we?
Well, it's up to you. You're in control.
I'm in control. All I got to do is raise my fist. And we go to break. All right. We'll be back in a minute.
The Buzz.
Hi, this is Chad with Hamilton Solar. You want a solar